It was really expected because, you know, the eruption of Pastef and Sonko has really disorganized the Senegalese political system. Since 1975, when Senghor opened the door for multi-party system, it was just the opposition between the ruling party and, at that time, the coalition of the left party and PDF. Now we have a third actor, which is Pastef. And Pastef has now forced everybody to reorganize itself and to reorganize its alliances. That's the first thing. The second one is that Abdoulaye Wade hope has always been the reunification of what it called the Liberal Party, the DNA. So now it's a kind of reunification of the liberal movement in Senegal. And that was Abdoulaye Wade's wish. There is a third sector that is coming in now, which is the sector which is the alliance of those who left Macky Sall party and the Parti Socialiste, the first ruling party in Senegal.
Currently, the opposition, I would say, have the majority in parliament. What does this new alliance mean in terms of the ruling party? What does it mean for them to get majority comes November 17?
Well, you know, usually in Senegal, when a president is elected and when he asks the Senegalese population to give him a majority at the parliament, he gets it. Abdoulaye Wade got it in 2001. Macky Sall got it in 2012. So the hope of Sonko is also to get the majority of the vote at the parliament. Now, the two coalitions that are in construction are also trying to make sure that the Senegalese vote is concentrated between two or three parties. Because if you have big number of candidates, it will be in favor of the current president. It means that Sonko's party will get the majority. But if you have one or two strong coalition, it will mean that it will be a disputed election because now people will have to make a choice between three. And that will be very interesting for our political landscape because giving a strong majority to a populist party will be a big problem in Senegal because people may think that that will lead to a kind of dictatorship